We are Karen and Kids, and we are the children of God.
Great is the love the Father has given us,
that we should be called the children of God.
And that is what we are.
We lift our voice and sing praises to the King.
So join us as we learn about God
and as we sing and celebrate.
Hallelujah.
We are the children,
Welcome to Karen and Kids.
I'm Karen.
Hello, I'm Carolyn.
Hey, I'm Erin.
Hey, I'm Kelsey.
Hi, I'm Hallie.
Hey there, I'm Sam.
I'm Luke.
Noah was a friend of God. He loved and did obey. The world was crumbling all around, but to Noah God did say, he said, now take your family and build an ark. The earth will be covered with rain. The heavens will open for 40 days, but you will all be saved.
Story. God made it rain for 40 days and 40 nights.
The earth and all living things disappeared.
God rescued and saved Noah and his family.
Noah's faith was strong.
God wants us to have strong faith, to trust in him.
He will use his power to strengthen our faith, to save us and to teach us.
Well, let's read God's word and see how God shows his power in other ways. The first story is about a fig tree. A fig tree with no figs.
Seeing a fig tree by the road, Jesus went up to it, but found nothing on it except leaves.
Then he said to it, "May you never bear fruit again."
Immediately, the tree withered.
When the disciples saw this, they were amazed.
"How did the fig tree wither so quickly?" they asked.
Jesus replied, "I tell you the truth. If you have faith and do not doubt, not only can you do what was done to the fig tree, but also you can say to this mountain,
'Go throw yourself into the sea,' and it will be done.
If you believe, you will receive whatever you ask for in prayer."
Why do you think that Jesus made the tree wither and die?
So he could teach the disciples that if you, really believe in something, it will happen.
Okay.
Because it wasn't growing fruit.
That's right. But why did God make fig trees, Carolyn?
To grow fruit.
That's right. And God made us for a purpose too, didn't he?
Yeah.
Yeah?
To praise him.
To tell others about Jesus.
That's right. And he's given us a helper, the Holy Spirit. And with the Holy Spirit's help, we can grow fruit too, can't we?
Yeah.
Love, joy, peace,
patience,
kindness,
goodness,
faithfulness, gentleness, and
self-control.
I got the fruit of the Spirit in my life. I got the fruit of the Spirit in my life.
Another story that shows God's power. It's one you've probably heard before. It's a story about a storm and a raging sea.
Jesus got into a boat and his disciples followed him.
Without warning, a furious storm came up on the lake so that the waves swept over the boat, but Jesus was sleeping.
The disciples went and woke him up, saying, "Lord, save us, we're going to drown."
He replied, "You have little faith. Why are you so afraid?"
Then he got up and rebuked the winds and the waves. It was completely calm.
The men were amazed and asked, "What kind of man is this? Even the winds and the waves obey him."
Jesus showed his disciples in this story that he would take them through the storm. They didn't have to worry. He loved them and would take care of them. Do you think their faith was strengthened by this experience? Caroline.
Yes, because then they know when they're in a tough time that Jesus will save them.
Okay, that's right. They certainly were in a tough time, weren't they? And the disciples thought that Jesus was sleeping and really didn't know that they were in danger. You know, they were in this boat and Jesus was in the boat, and what was going to happen to them? Oh my gosh, the storm was coming and the boat was going to tip over. But Jesus knew all the time, didn't he?
Yes.
And he knew nothing was going to happen. And he even questioned them for not understanding and not having the faith to get them through that. He wanted them to trust him more no matter what, even in those circumstances. But what did Jesus do for the disciples? Aaron.
He taught them a lesson to trust him.
He sure did. And did he save them?
Yes.
Yeah. Jesus what?
Rescues and saves.
He sure does.
Like him. What a friend I have in Jesus. Jesus is my friend. And Jesus is a gift to me, sent from God above. So I will never be alone, living in his love. Jesus is my teacher. Jesus is my guide. Jesus is my friend. What a friend I have in Jesus. There is not another like him. What a friend I have in Jesus. Jesus is my friend. And Jesus is my shepherd, and I am his sheep. I will always follow him, he will care for me. Jesus is my master, and Jesus is my guide. Jesus is my friend. Oh, what a friend.
is my friend. And he is always here with me. He lives inside my heart. And he will never leave me. Jesus is my rock. And Jesus is my savior. And Jesus is my king. Jesus is my friend. Like him. What a friend I have in Jesus. Jesus is my friend. Oh, what a friend I have in Jesus. There is not another like him. Oh, what a friend I have in Jesus. Jesus is Jesus is my friend. Jesus is my friend.
So we have learned that Jesus wants us to be fruitful and that he will always be there for us. And even through our storms, we need to trust him. His power and his love are amazing. And as I was preparing this lesson today, I came across these beautiful verses that Paul and Timothy prayed for the Colossians. Let's make it our prayer today.
Dear Father, we ask you to fill us with the knowledge of your will for us,
through all spiritual wisdom and understanding.
And we pray this in order that we may live a life worthy of you, Lord, and may please you in every way.
Bring fruit in every good work,
growing in the knowledge of you,
being strengthened with all the power according to your glorious riches,
so that we may have great endurance and patience,
and joyfully giving thanks to you who has qualified us to share in the inheritance of the saints in the kingdom of light.
For you have rescued us from the dominion of darkness and brought us into the kingdom of the Son we love,
in whom we have redemption and the forgiveness of sins.
Thank you, Father, for these beautiful words of love and hope and strength. It is our prayer today that all who hear these words will know your power and your love, obey you, and trust you more. In the name of Jesus, our Lord and Savior, we all say,
Amen.
Thanks for joining us today.
God's Word is filled with wonderful stories.
Open His Word and read them, or have someone else read them to you.
You'll see that God's power is amazing.
He can do anything.
You will see that Jesus is always with you.
His love is always there for you.
So don't ever be afraid.
You will understand that God wants you to tell others about Jesus.
He wants our family to grow.
The Apostle Paul wrote,
just as you received Christ Jesus as Lord, continue to live in him,
rooted and built up in him,
strengthened in the faith as you were taught, and overflowing with thankfulness.
And remember,
read God's Word
to learn about His amazing power and love.
See you next time!
Prayers and financial support make Karen and Kids possible. Karen and Kids is written by Karen Mortimer and the kids. Our music is produced by John Grant at Secret Sound Studio, and our program is recorded and edited by Tony Corelli at Purple Dog Studio.